if you had two of them?
In fact, I think I learned what a stallion was from a particular horsey woman, you know.
Okay.
You had two of those?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to find out, because I plan to possibly plow by a pair of horses.
Okay. Well, if you had the plural of horse is what?
Horses.
Okay. And what about female horse? What's that called?
Mare.
Okay. And let me see. If you didn't know how to ride, you would say, I've never
ridden.
Okay. But everyone around here likes to...
Ride.
Right, okay. And last year he...
Rode.
He rode, okay. Let me see. If you couldn't stay on, you'd say, what? I fell off the horse, okay. Let's say a child went sleeping in bed and found himself on the floor. You'd say...
He fell out
of bed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then the things that you put on a horse's foot to protect them?
Horseshoes.
Horseshoes, mm-hmm. Okay. And the part that you put the horseshoes on is called?
The hoof or the hook. Now, that is another one. You see, that I don't know when I use that, how I use that. Because I think hoof pick.
Hoof what?
Hoof pick.
What's that?
Because this is what you clean the horse's hooves with.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same old thing with roof and roof. I think that it would all depend on how I was using it.
Mm-hmm.
I was aware before I said hoof that I was choosing of two pronunciations.
Even though you came up with it very, very quickly.
Yes, uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay, that's interesting.
I'm trying to be honest. You know.
That's what I was saying about your language being right in process of change, where you have both variants and
mm-hmm.
you choose unconsciously,
mm-hmm.
almost.
But that was almost conscious.
Yeah. It'd be interesting if we could figure out the criteria that you
mm-hmm.
use, but
mm-hmm.
I don't think we could do that without following you around. Hoping you talked about horses. Well, at any rate, the plural of that is what?
Oh, hooves.
Okay. Let me see, the game that you play with them.
Polo?
Okay, but the things you put on the horse's hooves, the game that you play throwing them.
Oh, horseshoes.
Horseshoes, okay. Let me see. And then sheep. A male sheep is called what?
A ram.
And special names for those, any?
You mean the people actually euphemize? That,
mm-hmm.
that is incredible.
All the males.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Is this fairly new? I mean, just say since the Victorian era or anything like that, or does that stretch back fairly far?
I don't know.
Because, you know, in the Victorian era, that they wouldn't, you wouldn't refer to arms or legs, you'd refer to limbs.
Yeah.
You'd have to put bloomers on table and piano legs so people would not be reminded of their own limbs, you know.
Right.
Like that, you know.
Right.
And what would be a male euphemism for ram?
The only things that I have written here are buck.
Sometimes the euphemism sound far worse than, you know, that
yeah.
really are.
There's an interesting article on that I remember reading a long time ago, which the writer makes that point.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember who wrote the article or where to find it, but it would be interesting to look at.
Well, it's like the Sydney.